Live from Fairfield, the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
Well, look who stopped by the diner. State Senator Tony Wong sitting across the table from me. How are you?
I am fabulous. It's so good to see you.
I know, right back at you, friend. I haven't talked to you in a very long time. Why are you avoiding me?
Well, first, hope your family's doing well.
Right,
your
back
beautiful
at you.
Family. And you're right. I really have not spoken to you since our big election win in November.
Yeah.
One I'm very, very proud of. And it's a reminder that when we run for office, we represent the people. And these elections reflect the will of the people. And when you think about nearly 85% of all the registered voters in Fairfield voted, and a Connecticut Republican won every single district, 10 districts, and we won every single one of them.
That's a big deal.
When 85% of the voters voted.
Yeah.
That's really...
And voter turnout, that's a big deal.
It's heartwarming, and it's a testament that the things that we do matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we all get a little confused in national, state, and local politics.
I'm so glad you said that, State Senator Tony Wong, because I think it's one of the things we try to harp on with this show is understanding the difference between what you're seeing at the federal level versus state and even local level. So let's get right into it. What are you focused on during the session? You just heard a couple minutes ago, we have teachers who are really pushing for special education, more into public education, certainly. I guess we could start there,
Well, I think for me, as a first-generation immigrant, and English is a second language, having an opportunity where education was a foundation. So there is no doubt education is paramount to one of the reasons why I ran for office, because they were redistricting our kids. And it is a foundation, I think, of our democracy and opportunity pursuing the American dream. That being said, I think it's important that education needs to fit the child and the family and the parent. So public schools is one of the greatest institutions that we have in this country. But nevertheless, it is not for everyone. We have parochial programs, Laurelton, Fairfield Prep, that are fabulous programs. We have charter programs. We have magnet programs. We have homeschooling.
Yeah.
The ultimate is what is in the best interest of educational attainment, but also instilling that kind of love of learning.
Mm.
I think when you talk about education, it really is instilling the love of learning, whether it's astrophysics or medicine or mechanical or
right.
being a HVAC.
Yeah.
The reality is when you foundation of a education, it is a basis of wanting to learn.
Yeah.
Constantly educating yourself.
Well, and setting
knowledge.
Up the future properly. You know what I mean? I mean, we don't want kids to keep going to school undecided or not going at all or not having a passion by the time they graduate high school. I mean, so I think we're trying to fit that mold and figure that out. And I think the money keeps being brought up, certainly, and figuring out how do we better support the general population that's going through the public school systems. And so
money is important, but the focus on curriculum,
yeah,
the focus on administratively how we educate. I think one of the biggest challenges I've seen, the evolution, now my kids are 30, having gone through the education process, I see more that we're teaching to testing versus field trips.
Experience. I've noticed that too.
Experiential learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And extracurricular, and that's getting cut constantly. Yeah.
And and having that opportunity and shining a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
That a kid may not fit all the criteria of being a smart student
right.
or a talented student. But there are many other kids that can find a passion of love. So, for example, in our area, we have the Aqua School as well
right.
as the Agricultural School. I remember going to one of the ECS schools and asked the principal, do you have a problem with attendance and truancy? And he looked at me kind of quizzically and says, no.
Yeah, right.
These kids love coming to school.
Well, that's how I feel about the Tango Flight program that's at Bassett High School. They just expanded it to Stanford in the fall. I want to bring it to Milford personally, but I of course would want to bring it to Fairfield because that's where I grew up. That's another one to get kids into, you know, airplanes. Why can't I think? Aircraft. There you go. It's fine. Engineering. All that. Again, it's you're talking about high schoolers who are getting this kind of experience before they even decide, do I want to go into the trades, college, internship, what have you. And I am noticing more and more that these types of programs are being integrated into public education, what have you. So I think that's a big deal.
So my point in education is I love our teachers. I respect them. But there are so many different ways in which we can instill the love of learning in children. And education is foundational. So and special education is also another critical area that I think our state, by its management of it and shortfall in funding, has done an incredible injustice. Mm-hmm. And I want to applaud Governor Lamont because he's thinking out of the box a little bit on this. Because one of his components of the budget was to be able to propose giving extra money to our local school districts to be able to create programs instead of having students be outplaced and away from their families. So we want to be able to provide programs in their schools with space and accommodation and special talent. I think that's the right direction to go, and we need to fund it because we've shortfalled the funding every single year, and it's an injustice because what I have seen is special education students with the proper nurturing, adaptive skills, and love and affection and learning can be fully functional, independent, and just successful people. So I think that's important. And I think we need to change the word special education. We need to use the word alternative education, enriched education.
Supportive education.
Supportive education, right? Because I think your family's been an inspiration in regards to that kind of love and support. We can give that opportunity to every family because when we talk about disability, IDD community, and then people ask me, do you have individuals impacted by it? I said, I don't. But you know what? I'm a parent. Mm-hmm. And the ultimate for any parent, whether you're a rocket scientist, professional athlete, or an impacted by IDD, the bottom line is you want to be sure that your child will be fulfilled,
right,
safe, and happy.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're not there to care for them.
Right.
And that is the same for every parent. So we should all care to provide the best opportunity for enriched education for everyone.
So, Senator Wong, you're going to be mad at me because I have a full list of many people and we've run out of time, but you have a full list of things you want to talk about. So that means you can't avoid me. We have a few weeks left of the legislative session. You should give me a call because we have some stuff, it seems, that we need to talk about on your list there. So.
Well, we talked about some of the most important thing is education and love of family. And you embody that with your beautiful family. So I'm always happy to see you.
I am very happy to see you too. State Senator Tony Huang here. And don't be a stranger. I can't wait to have you back on the air really soon.
Thanks.
Appreciate
have a great
it.
Day.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.